Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to PSP Projects Q3 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Arpit Mundra. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Ina, and good evening, everyone. Welcome you all to PSP Projects Limited Q3 FY26 earnings conference call. To take us through the results and answer your questions, we have with us management of PSP Projects, represented by Mr. Prahlad Bhai Patel, Chairman and MD, Ms. Pooja Patel, CEO, and Ms. Hetal Patel, CFO. Please note that the discussions that we may have today may contain certain forward-looking statements relating to future events and future performance. Numerous factors could cause actual results to differ materially from those in the forward-looking statement. Please note the audio of the earnings call is the copyright material of PSP Projects and cannot be copied, rebroadcast, attributed in press or media without specific and written consent of the company. Now, I would like to hand over the call to Ms. Pooja Patel, CEO, for her opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, Pooja.
Thank you, Arpit, for the introduction. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the earnings conference call of PSP Projects Limited to discuss the financial performance of the third quarter and nine months ended December 25. We conclude our board meeting earlier today. Let me begin with the financial highlights of quarter and the nine-month period. During Q3 FY26, the company delivered its best-ever quarter revenue, reporting 771 crore from the operations, representing a 24% year-on-year growth and an 11% quarter-on-quarter increase. For the nine months ended December 25, revenue stood at 1,978 crore, reflecting a 9% year-on-year growth. The improved performance was driven by strong project execution supported by better workfront availability and improved labor deployment. As of 31st December 25, the company's outstanding order book stood at 9,178 crore, registering a 43% year-on-year growth. Of this, within group project accounts for 59%, while the external project constituted of remaining 41%, that is 3,738 crore. We observed that the breakup of the order book is missing in the current investor presentation. Accordingly, we are sharing the details of major external projects for your reference. SMC High-Rise Building, 835 crore; Gati Shakti Vidyalaya, 325 crore; development of Dharoi, sorry, development of Dharoi Dam Region, 280 crore; construction of Fintech Building at GIFT City, Gujarat, 264 crore; Sabarmati Riverfront Development Phase 2, 245 crore. Company order inflow during quarter 3 FY26 amounted to rupees 957 crore, marking a 151% year-on-year increase. Since inception, company has completed 253 crore, with 82% from the private client and remaining from the government client. As of the quarter end, the company is executing 67 ongoing projects, of which 88% are in Gujarat, while the remaining 12% are spread across Karnataka, Uttar Pradesh, Delhi, and Maharashtra. During quarter 3 FY26, the company successfully completed five projects, including major projects. Among those includes Veer Savarkar Sports Complex, Ahmedabad, one of the first stadiums for Commonwealth 2030 and aiming Olympics of 2036. Terminal 1 and Terminal 2 forecourt area development at Ahmedabad Airport. Studio building for SEP University. Industrial project for tea processing facility for Wagh Bakri Group. The company currently has a bid book of 6,600 crore, with 60% from group projects and 40% from external projects. We are pleased to share that within the external bid book, the company has emerged as the lowest bidder for Amrapali Corridor Development Project, valued at 965 crore. Now, let me share certain project-level updates. SMC, we have completed major work of core and shell for the project, and currently, MEP and finishing work is going on, and facade work will be starting soon. RVNL, out of three buildings, two buildings, core and shell is completed. The third building is going on as per schedule. Currently, MEP and finishing activities are going on. For Dharal project, phase one is on handover stage, and phase two project, all the major activities are going on as per schedule. Other than that, in the matter of PSP versus Bhiwandi, BNCMC, PSP projects received a favorable arbitral award dated 11th January 2026. The arbitral tribunal has directed BNCMC to pay PSP project a principal amount of rupees 61.44 crore. Additionally, BNCMC is required to pay interest at 9% per annum accrued up to the date of award within 60 days from the date of award. With this, I would like to now hand over the call to our CFO, Ms. Hital Patel, to share the financial performance of the company.
Thank you, Pooja. Good afternoon, everyone. The financial performance during the quarter ended December 31st, 2025, is as below. Quarter 3 FY26 versus Quarter 3 FY25. Revenue from operations for the quarter is rupees 771 crore versus 623 crore, which is increased by 24% on YoY basis. EBITDA for the quarter is 52 crore versus 35 crore, increased by 47% on YoY basis. EBITDA margin is at 6.73% versus 5.67%. Net profit for the quarter is rupees 16 crore versus 6 crore, increased by 159% on YoY basis. During the quarter under review, employee benefit expense has increased from 33 crore to 41 crore on YoY basis, mainly due to increase in provision for gratuity and leave encashments as a result of application of new labor code notified in November 25. Increase in depreciation from 19 crore to 24 crore on YoY basis is mainly attributable to additions in asset block during the current financial year. During quarter 3 FY26, company has incurred capex of 80 crores and year-to-date capex addition is 153 crore. Gross block stands at 762 crore and net block is 414 crore as on 31st December 25. Would like to mention few of the important balance sheet numbers as on December 31st 25. Long-term borrowing is 25 crore, including short-term maturities of 16 crore. Short-term borrowing is 364 crore, excluding short-term maturities of 16 crore. Net unbilled revenue is 648 crore. Trade receivables are 635 crore and trade payables are 436 crore. Retention is 163 crore. Mobilization advance is 524 crore. Inventories of 344 crore comprises of 175 crore of construction materials, 149 crore of work in progress, and 20 crore of finished goods. Out of total sanctioned credit facility of 1,497 crore, company utilized non-fund based facilities of 703 crore and fund-based facilities of 294 crore. And limit available for utilization is 500 crore. As on December 31st, 25, the company has total fixed deposit of 215 crore, out of which lien-free deposits are of 43 crore, and FDs worth rupees 147 crore are under lien with the banks for credit facilities, and FDs worth rupees 25 crore is given as security deposit to the client. Work on hand as on December 31st, 25 is 9,178 crore. This comprises 27% order value from government projects and 73% from private projects. Work on hand within Gujarat comprises of 82%, Maharashtra 14%, and rest 4% from other states. Outstanding value of projects from entities within group comprises 59% and external projects are 41% of the total work on hand. That concludes the update on the financials and we are now open for the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. A couple of questions. So first on the guidance front. So last time we said around 3,200 crore revenue for FY26. So considering 9% growth in 9 months, the fourth quarter, the aspirate is too much, 86% kind of a growth, 1,200 crore or something. So first, on the revenue front, how much are we looking at for the fourth quarter? So for the entire FY26 and if possible, for FY27, how one can look at the revenue, and that too also if possible, if you can bifurcate in terms of the Adani and non-Adani revenue, that would be helpful, sir.
Someone, first of all, to answer your first question related to overall revenue for this year, I think we have committed around 2,100 to 3,200. We still stick to that figure, but we are confident that the projects which are now under finishing will be able to make up by March. For the revenue consideration for the next year, I think it is little early. Let us complete this part, but mostly it will be somewhere in the range of 4,000 plus crores. But we are sure because of the order book which we have and the commitment which we have made for next year.
For this year you said 2,300 crore.
3,100 to 3,200, which I already committed in last call also, that we stick to that. So probably there won't be any problem in getting that revenue. As far as the planning is concerned, the pace of the work is going on, and most of the projects are in the phase of MEP and finishing. So it will be able to make up that revenue. And for next year, it is too early to mention about the revenue, but once we complete this first year, 2026, but looking to the commitment which we had done, it should be somewhere in the range of 4,000 to 4,500 minimum.
Okay, got it. So the way the work is going on, sir, so in the fourth quarter, we should be able to do 1,100 to 1,200 crore kind of a run rate to get a 3,100, 3,200 crore.
Right.
Sir, second is on the order inflow and margin. So still we are not able to see the improvement in the margin. So in the fourth quarter, how one can look at the EBITDA margin, and for next year or maybe next 2 years also, if somebody has to look at 8 to 9% margin, which we normally used to guide, is it possible to achieve in the 27-28? And for fourth quarter, how one can, given the revenue will be a significantly higher, so can we see a kind of 8-9% revenue EBITDA margin in the fourth quarter itself?
See, Shravan, if you have heard SLMH, you already mentioned there is an incremental operating expense in because of employees' benefit, which is the tune of 8 crore, which has hit this quarter only. If you add to 54 crore, which we have already shown as the EBITDA, it comes to 62 crore. So if you consider that part also, then we have almost reached to 7.71%. So what we told you, that will be near to 7 to 8% this quarter, and probably on an average 8 to 9%, that still keep achievable. So though it shows 6.71, but that's an impact of 1% directly because of this new labor cost.
And sir, this 8 crore labor loss from fourth quarter, this run rate will continue, or this is for the one time that we have done?
No, it will be one time effect only. We have already taken the effect, this past service cost, so that we have taken to the P&L. And now from next quarter onwards, there won't be any effect of this.
Okay. And sir, now in terms of we already have a 5,000 crore order inflow. So in the fourth quarter, how much more are we looking at? And this 965 crore Pooja Ben said in the start that we have already got from the Adani. So just to clarify on that.
Out of the 965, I think the bifurcation is like order inflow bifurcation? How much is dynamic and how much is out of Adani? It is 100% Adani driven.
Okay, so one can say that we have got close to 5,900 crore, 65. So 6,000 crore we are our order inflow till now. So how much more one can look at by March end?
Quarter three, but that is the expectation till March. Another 3,000 crore can come, which is under discussion.
So 3,000 excludes this 965 crore, or it includes?
It excludes.
Okay, okay. And next year onwards, this 7,000-8,000 crore run rate one can look at in terms of the order inflow.
We should look at it as per our performance. If we are able to make up with the requirements of the group, I think 7,000-8,000 is to be considered for next year.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best. I have more questions. We'll come back in queue. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vaibhav Shah from GM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So the issue that you are facing on the UP project, so now there are no overruns in Q3, right?
Right.
So only one off in the quarter was regarding the labor code. Otherwise, the other costs are normal.
Yeah.
And secondly, on the depreciation front, now this one should continue of 24-25 crores per quarter?
Yeah, it should continue because we have already added 153 CR in the current financial year. So it will impact every quarter going forward. Yes.
So what are we targeting for the entire year?
Yeah, this is basically to be utilized for next 2 years. Most of the projects which we have started for Adani Group, all these projects require new shuttering materials, new equipments like crane and other equipments. So this will be, most probably this will remain as a part of depreciation, but at the same time, this revenue will start in next year only.
And our CapEx target for the entire year?
Sorry? CapEx amount for entire year.
Yeah.
So, for 9 months, we have expended 153 CR and further around 40 to 50 CR we might be incurring.
Around 200 crores for the entire year.
Yes.
And going ahead, 27-28 also, this should continue, or we may see some fall in the CapEx number?
So if you consider the part of the project which we have received from Adani Group, which is to not 6,000, and if you consider but 2-3% as equipment part, I think that's what we have spent. So probably from next year onwards, there will be a little bit less capex cost for this project which is already started. But for any new project which is coming up from the group, again there will be a requirement of capex as and when required. But maximum, as a tune of, as a overall, we will stick to 3-4% of our overall revenue, which we always say, and which is what we have spent every year in past few years also.
Okay. And so last year, regarding the Bhiwandi award, so 61.4 crore for this, should directly come to us, or the client can again go in arbitration and go in the further court?
The court has given a commitment, them a time of 2 months. So that after 2 months, if they do not go to the court, this has to be reimbursed. And for again beyond 60 days, the interest rate is announced as 11%. Presently, the interest for after the announcement till date is 9%. Later on, once the 60 days is over, it is 11% interest. So let us wait and watch whether they go to other court or not.
Okay. And sir, what would be our receivables from the SDB now? I think some amount was pending.
The receivables still remains the same what we were having in last quarter. Only thing is now it will be paid as with interest as we have committed. But it is as same as last quarter.
So what was the number?
93.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rahul Kumar from Vekara Funds. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Just an execution, I think, whatever the execution we have done in Q3, is it in line with your expectation, or were there any challenges during the quarter?
No, it is within our expectation. As in the last quarter also, I said that we'll be, whatever things has happened in last 2 to 3 quarters because of the extra cost which we have incurred in the projects related to UP. Now that has been streamlined, and overall the revenue, overall the project cycle with which we are going, there's 60% from Adani Group and most of the projects in Gujarat from other non-Adani. I think it is as per expectation. Only thing is 8 crores of provision made, that it has made the 1% EBITDA as less. Otherwise 7.7% is about 8%, which I already said that we will try to match to 8 to 9% from next year.
Okay. So I was asking in terms of more on execution of the projects. Is that in line with your expectations?
Pardon me?
No, I was saying in terms of the project execution, how much you have done the construction and completion of the project. Is it in line with your expectations, or were there any challenges?
Right. See, it is always better to have more and more. We said we can do better and better. But what happened is usually the environment which where the deployment of labor, availability of labor and the weather, it brings these three permits. We always wish that the work should go and smoothly. But depending on the type of project, sometimes some of the projects may not have clearance in terms of design or sometimes clearance in terms of approvals. That can hit during this such good season for construction. But overall, I feel that we may have fall about 50 crore less. Otherwise, it is within my expectation.
Okay. And so during the quarter, were there any issues of labor ability, and has that sort of improved?
No, I don't think so. Maybe it depending on type of project and the front availability, there can be a shortfall of 8 to 10%, but not as such as a crisis of labor, as we generally see in the season of April to June. So overall, it can be a shortfall of 8 to 10% depending on situation and location of the project.
Okay. And I think you mentioned that there's 14% projects which are done in Maharashtra. So just with respect to that, how is the receivable situation over there?
Yeah, I think how is it? Major projects which we are doing today is the mine, and that project already the sheet piling has been an excavation, so the last layer of excavation is going on. So probably by March we should be in the position to start our foundation and we'll be able to generate more revenue from them onwards.
Okay. But are you facing any challenges on the cash flow front on that project?
No, as such, there is no requirement of, there is no problem of cash flow in that project because it's investment on the Adani Group. That's money
okay.
from the government on
okay.
Adani. Yes, money from Adani.
Okay. Got it. And I think in this quarter, you have seen a decline in the gross margin, on a QOQ basis, I think by 670 bps. So what would have driven that?
So as I've already told you, there was a hit of 7 to 8 crores on the, because of the labor code revision, that has given you a drop of 1.5%. Otherwise, last quarter it was 6.5, 6.71. It could have been 7.71 if that impact of labor code could not have been taken.
Actually, I was more referring to the gross margin front and not exactly the EBITDA margin front.
Gross margin.
Yeah.
You mean to say from quarter to quarter?
Yes. Versus Q2, I think it has declined by 70 bps.
Construction cost, you are saying?
Yeah. Construction expense and the cost of materials combined?
Many of the projects are newly started, right? So they are at the initial level of execution. So that margin might be affected in initial stages. As we already mentioned, in last quarter also, we have started many of the new projects. So
okay.
Because of that, effect can be there on the project.
Got it. And I think on the order flow front, I think if I see Q2 versus Q3, I think we've seen that the institutional and government order book has actually declined. So can you just help us understand the trends in that two front? How is it looking, let's say, now versus September?
As far as order inflow is concerned, now being a partner with Adani Group, we are having plenty of inquiries from their side, and we would like to maintain our presence in the market by keeping about 15 to 20% at non-Adani and 75 to 80% from Adani Group. And that's how we are not also bidding for the smaller projects of the government side. And the project which we have bidded at 957 crore of this Ambaji corridor, which was one of the largest and prestigious projects of Gujarat, where we already stood lowest and we are waiting for that order. So ordering, so in terms of government or the non-Adani, will be on selection basis, because as far as the group is concerned, we are having plenty of jobs to do.
Okay. Okay, and currently what is the split of Adani and non-Adani order book?
40.
Okay. So basically this 40 should go down to 20 in this, because of which you are seeing some. Okay. Got it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vishal Periwal from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thanks for the opportunity. I think one question is on inflow. You did mention in the PPT order inflow of almost like 5,000 odd crore. But if we look at the order book, which we generally give on a quarterly basis, so it looks like the inflow is, some different number. So there is certain cancellation of orders are also there. So is that fair to understand?
So basically, once certain orders are, certain projects are over, we have to foreclose certain amount, because even during this quarter also we have closed certain orders. So remaining order value, we need to short close. So because of that, and also within existing orders, there are certain orders where we have short closed certain amount. That amount has been reduced. So that amount can be the difference.
Okay. Because I think that number comes to almost like 3,700 odd crores, and the report.
It cannot be that much. It's around this year only, 100 to 150
crores. Sure, ma'am. And second, I think in terms of the inflow that we get from the group, Adani Group. So what is the nature of the project? Is it largely a real estate? Because the reason I'm asking is we have seen residential pie has increased in the segmental order book, as well as the institutional one, wherein generally we do work of, say, educational institutes or hospitals. So just thought to check.
No, as far as Adani Group is concerned, I think we have a less order book from reality. Most of the projects are institutional or their own capex, whether it's a residential colony for their Mundra plant, whether it is a residential colony for the Dharavi project. There are few projects related to airports, and there are few projects related to their own institutional requirement at Ahmedabad, but not much on realty side.
Okay. Sure, sir. I think this is helpful, and I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Bajram from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations for good growth and execution side. So my question pertains to Dharavi side. If you could guide what is the development, because in the recent BMC elections we have seen all the 5 blocks have been won by non-BJP candidates from Uddhav camp and the Sindhe, the other NCP camp. So you know, how do you see that whether this will put some sort of delay mechanisms or some sort of chaos there, you know, for the development part? How do you see this development in terms of Dharavi project, and also some insights on the Commonwealth game side? How is the progress, when the tenders are expected, and you know, how this thing is going to go through? Thank you, sir.
First of all, this is the news which I am hearing from you, that who was the participant in the election. So anyway, it is actually not my job who is going to rule as a corporator or how it is going to impact on us. But till now, there is no impact, and we should not worry about that impact also, because it is at the end of the day, group level fall. We are just a part of construction. And as far as construction is going on, we are almost at the finishing of excavation, and probably maybe 1 or 1.5 months we will start the foundation.
Okay. So, sir, you know, in terms of new order intakes on the Dharavi side, any broader guidance or the guideline that you can give, how much that probably we are expecting, you know, in the near to medium term time frame?
We are in the discussion of one more project of Dharavi, which is on the Matunga block, which will be in the range of 2000 crore.
Okay, in the near term.
Yeah, mostly it should close before March.
Okay. And sir, what about Commonwealth games that tendering?
Commonwealth, yes, that has been announced, and I think what we are hearing from the news, the same thing which we are, you hear and we hear is the same, but probably what we are knowing much as far as in the index aspect, there are 2 tenders here which are going to come for 4 stadium, which is yet to announce. So we are waiting for those tenders to come, but that will be in the range of 7,000 to 8,000 crore. But that cannot be 1 second, maybe it can be splitted into 2 or 3. So we are still waiting how the tender starts coming from the field.
Okay, so this will go into FY27. Nothing is expected till March, right?
No. I don't think so. It should be within this 2 months. So this should be last tender. It should be from the government that they should be in position to close it before March, to announce the tenders, but probably for a contacting firm like us, or maybe the participant, it can go in next year.
Got it. Okay, sir. Thank you, and all the very best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Prajwal from Equirus Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. For the opportunity. Sir, just wanted to have one clarification. The subsidiary that we have, the PSP projects and proactive subsidiary, are we doing any projects over there? Because there has been a jump in the revenues in the consolidated number as compared to the standalone number, which used to be similar. So how we should look at that particular subsidiary, and what kind of work and orders that subsidiary is doing?
See, there are the 1 or 2 reasons that we have made that subsidiary little live, because we are having 2 orders of MEP, which is going to be a part of new construction. So we take some of the orders of MEP in that part. Also, some of the products are split into labor and material. So there also we have taken as supplier materials with some profit, and the orders are split into 2 as services and material. So that is easily required by some of the clients when they are going to rent the project. So they usually ask for 2 parts of the ordering system, wherein 1 is material service and 1 is material.
Got it, sir. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Balasubramaniam from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, earlier Dharavi project has been delayed due to excavation.
Sir, please speak a little loudly, and I think there is so much noise from surrounding.
Okay, sir. Currently audible, sir?
Speak little louder, please.
Yes, sir. Sir, Dharavi project has been delayed due to excavation and sheet piling. How's that progress right now?
Dharavi project is denied?
No, no, it's been delayed due to excavation and sheet piling.
Actually, it is not delayed, but because that project requires, when you are going in a basement and it is very difficult task in Mumbai to for the excavation part, till sheet piling is done. So first the sheet piling was much large, as that is a huge basement. And at the same time, when you go beyond 6 meters, there is always the project with a stone. So that also required a little bit of time. So we are not allowed to do the blasting. So probably those two activities are common in Mumbai. Yeah, but at least we are now in a good position that almost the excavation will be over maximum within next 1 month.
Okay, sir. So the QIP proceeds used for debt repayment, and what is that targeted net debt to EBITDA ratio by end of this year? And how much interest cost we can expect to pay from next financial year?
Sorry, can you please repeat the question?
Madam, the QIP proceeds majorly used for debt repayment. So what is the targeted net debt to EBITDA ratio by end of this year? And how much interest cost savings we can expect?
QIP we did 2 years back, right? So at that time, we have proposed that fund to utilize for that. Now, the situation is like we have utilized our working capital facilities, but at the same time, we have incurred around 150 crore of capex for this year. Even last year also, we have incurred a huge amount of capex. So against that, we haven't borrowed any long-term term loan against any equipment. So that is the reason our fund-based facilities utilizations are increasing. At the same time, we have to pay advances to suppliers also, because our high-value items, they need terms of advances, and because of that, that fund-based facilities need to be expanded for that.
Okay, the CAPEX is majorly funded through internal accruals or any debt we are planning further, madam? Because earlier that annual CAPEX guidance is nearly 3 to 4% of revenue, but we are also planning high-value grains for precast. Would
lead to 4 to 4.5% of sales. Yeah, so PSR has already mentioned that this capex of 200 CR for this quarter may not be happening at the same range in next year. So the revenue generation will happen in next couple of 2 years or so. It's not, it's like, yeah, as you said, 3 to 4% we have to incur. So that revenue will be generated to, in next financial year.
Okay, madam. Madam, this BBT claim of 250 crore and Pandra crore arbitration is still ongoing. So, like, when we can expect favorable outcomes, and if there is any contingency, if it is there, how it will reflect our financials?
Regarding BBT claim, Pooja ma'am has already mentioned in her speech that we have received a favorable response from arbitrator. And that is around 61 CR is passed, and plus interest till the date of till the date they pay. So that is, that arbitration process is over.
Mr. Bala, you may rejoin the queue for the follow-up question.
Okay, madam.
The next question comes from the line of Ayu Sabu from Choice Institutional Equities. Please go ahead. Mr. Ayush Sabu, please proceed with your question. Mr. Ayush Sabu, are you there? As there is no response from Mr. Ayush Sabu, I need to move on with the next participant. The next is Hemkash Khattar from Green Portfolio. Please proceed with your question.
Hi. So, the management in the previous earnings presentation, guided for order book of around 14,000 to 15,000 crore by the end of FY26, as they saw significant order flow coming from Adani Group. So, are we still, confident on achieving that order book by the end of financial year?
The present outstanding order book is to the tune of 9,100 crore. So probably if we add 2,000 to 3,000 crore, which we are expecting by March, so probably that will be in the range of 12,000 crore minus a quarter. So can, we may not reach to 14,000 crore, but it will be in the range of 11,000 to 12,000.
Okay, so that's very helpful. And second thing, can we talk about the EBITDA margin? So the EBITDA margins that you are expecting from Adani projects, is it in the similar range of 8 to 10% which you have guided, or is it on the lower or higher end of that?
We already said it will be in the range of 8 to 9. We never said it will be in the range of 8 to 10%, but probably it is as the decided as cost plus percentage, probably that will should land between 8 to 9.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Bhavin Modi from Anand Rathi. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to ask, with the recent, increase in the commodity prices, so can that have impact, on our margins, and how should we look at going forward?
The commodity margin, majorly it is aluminum and copper. All those projects which we are doing with the government or there is a fixed price contract, but that covers in price variation with RBI index, that can have a little bit impact. But as far as Adani Group projects are concerned, anything related to the rising commodity is not going to be hit to the CSP's profitability.
Okay, so the hike in the prices would be like a pass through.
Yeah, it will be pass through. Exactly, 100% pass through as far as Adani Group.
Okay, got it. That is from my side.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you, sir. Hital ma'am, what is the cash and cash equivalent as on December, which was 192 odd crore in September?
Sorry, I give you that cash and
cash and cash equivalent. In September it was 192 odd crore. So against that in December, the number would be?
See, mostly your cash and cash equivalent comprises of certain deposits which are falling, maturity falling within 3 months, right? So we should talk about the overall deposit level. So this time it is 215 crore, and I think in September it was on a higher side. It was around 230 crore. So to that extent it has reached.
Okay, but in terms of reporting the balance sheet, the way we report, where we have reported in September, so that bank and cash totals around 192 odd crore. So against that, if I have to look at, the number would be 10-15 crore lower only.
Yes.
Yeah, it will be, see, this cash margin, this cash balance will be falling under three different rates. But if you want to see purely short-term, current asset cash, that will be on a similar level. It is 48 years currently.
Sorry, ma'am. How much?
48 years. This will only include short-term maturities of 3 months only.
No, I was looking at the balance sheet to balance sheet number. So September, the way we report the balance sheet, so there, if you look at, it was kind of a 192 crore, 56 crore and 136 crore, that the two numbers were there. So against that, I was looking at.
So it is the same only, cash and cash equivalent, 38 here.
Okay. And second, this arbitration, let's say if we get it by March end, this 61 crore, 62 crore, so how this will get reported in the P&L, the entire will come in the revenue and there will be no cost. So entire will flow to the EBITDA level and there will be a tax, normal tax rate.
Yes.
And the interest 9%, that will, any broad idea if, let's say if it comes by the March, so this 9% starts from when?
Till now, if you calculate that from the date of award to bill date, from the date of initiation to bill date, it is coming at 79 crore as of today. So probably by March it will be an addition of 2-3 crore. So we can say it will be around 80 crore.
Okay, got it. And sir, the other projects of the Adani group, particularly the airport side, the two projects that we are having in Ahmedabad. So, how have we started the work there?
We are almost out of, basically 75% we are out of basement, and we are also on ground floor at some of the level. So that project is both the projects, inside the airport and outside the airport, all projects are going on full flight.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Bhavik Shah from Invexa Capital LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is, what is the current bid pipeline for both Adani and non-Adani projects?
It is non-Adani 3,900 crore and the rest of the other is 2,690. Total order pipeline is 6,500. Out of which I think the temple development and Ambaji 965 we already put lowest.
Sorry, sir, what's the last time you told? I was not able to hear.
The group project is 3,900 crore bid pipeline.
Yeah.
And non-Adani is 2,600 crore. Out of these 2,600 crore, 965 crore temple development at Ambaji, which we have put it in bid pipeline, but that order, that tender is closed and we have to blow it. We are waiting for that order.
Okay.
So, in this 2,600, there were Ambaji development of 965 crore, commercial project at Thane about 850 crore. It was a private project. There was an Umyadam temple, 500 crore. Residential tower for SD at GIT City, 253 crore. And industrial plot at Mehsana, 100 crore.
Understood. And sir, in case of Adani, 2000 crore is the Matunga project. And what is the rest one?
They have different types of projects at different locations. This is a mix of Vishram Group. Some of the projects are with, compared to Mundra Township. Some of the projects are related to airport. So as and when the project starts, it comes to our bid pipeline.
And so out of this pipeline, we are expecting 2,000 crores to come in this Q4, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so what will be the guidance for the next year in case of inflows? How much we are expecting in, say, FY27?
We already said that there will be minimum order inflow, minimum 7 to 8,000 crores from the group. As and when we start off with this outstanding order to 11 to 12,000 this year, and if we are able to make up a revenue of 4,500 crore next year, so there will be an addition of minimum 1.5x from the group side. The on an average, 7,000 to 8,000 crores to be added from the group.
Understood. So this is quite helpful. All the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vaibhav Shah from GM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, our order book in September was around 9,900 and now it is 9,200. And we have roughly received around 880 crore of orders. So as per formula, the order book comes around 10,000 crores. So there's a difference of roughly 800 crores in the order book. But Hetal ma'am told that only around 100 crores has been removed or the scope has been reduced. So what explains this difference?
No, major projects. No, actually, there are 143 CR reduction and cancellation only.
Ma'am, but this, so order inflow for the quarter is how much?
Some of the projects scope is reduced, so the order is revised, and some of the projects the value is split also.
But all of that is 143 crore, right?
Has gone down and some of the projects are cancelled also.
Okay.
So it's an impact of both.
Yeah, some of the projects are revised on a higher side and some of the projects are cancelled also.
So what is the total impact of the if you add both the things?
800 crore impact is right.
Okay. And so secondly, in our current order book of 9,000 crores, do we have any Dharavi projects?
They are already Dharavi, that mine was, we have already said, mine is a part of Dharavi project.
So what is the value of the order?
1,300 crores.
And another 2,000 we are looking in the near term, the Matunga one.
From Matunga, right.
Okay, thank you,
sir.
Thank you. Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Heath from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi ma'am. Can you just provide me with the breakup of the order book again?
In terms of?
In terms of the closing order book, the breakdown is not available in the PPT. If you can run by that again.
Yeah, I have already mentioned that. I'll just give you the. So the closing order book is which comprises of 27% order value from government and 73% from the private entities, right? And Dhakon and within Gujarat comprises of 82% and Maharashtra 14%. And whereas within group projects are 59% and 41% external projects.
Yeah, and I just wanted the project wise breakdown.
Okay, I'll just tell you the project-wise breakup. SNC high-rise building is 835 crore. Gati Shakti is 325 crore. And Dharoi Dam project is 280 crore. Fintech building 264 crore. Sabarmati Riverfront project 245 crore. These are the major projects, external projects we have mentioned.
Yeah, thank you. This was helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Balasubramaniam from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. What is current utilization for precast facilities and what is our current construction level in terms of what is the mix between internal consumption and external precast orders? And in external side, of whether we are targeting industrial, residential, or infrastructure, paying for precast solutions. And secondly, what is the one-time impact related to labor code implementation in Q3?
We already answered that this is one-time impact. And as far as precast is concerned, so presently I think 80 to 90% is captive only. We have few orders from few of the companies like L&T and some of the government companies. Rest of the construction is mostly in-house. And our project and analysis.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
So, at the utilization level, it's completely 100%. We are operating.
Yeah.
So, we are operating at maximum utilization or
50-60%? Recently, we are in the stage of 100% utilization.
Okay, sir.
Okay. Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Bajrang from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, just want to understand, you have guided normalized margins in the band of 8 to 9% on the EBITDA level. But if I just see the depreciation, which is currently ruling around 23 crore per quarter, and then we are doing a capex of almost 200 crores this year, which will reflect next year in terms of depreciation cost. And finance cost is also around 40 crore sort of run rate right now. So I'm just trying to understand what sort of net margin that will be there on FY27 if we assume 8 to 9% sort of EBITDA margin. So what is the rational normalized net margin that probably we can expect?
If we consider the depreciation and finance cost, if little bit reduced and depreciation remain the same, there can be an improvement of 1.5 to 2% on the net margin.
Sorry, 3% up to?
1.5 to 2% on the existing 2.14, so it can be 3.5 to 4% of net.
Okay, 3.5 to 4%. Okay, and sir, this year we, last quarter we talked about 3,200 crore sort of top line in FY26. I was little absent in the initial part. So is that number stands hold or
yeah,
will it be revised lower?
It will be in the range of 3,100 to 3,200, which we were saying.
Okay, and next year 4,500 crore is a rational assumption or will it be lower?
It's an assumption as of today. We will be able to give you the clear guideline in the first quarter or the second quarter of 2027.
Okay, got it, sir. Great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Pooja Patel for closing remarks.
Thank you, Hina and everyone. On behalf of management of PSP Project Limited, we thank you all for joining us on our post-earning calls today. We hope we have been able to address majority of your queries. You may reach out to me or our investor relations partner, EY, for any further queries that you may have, and they will connect with you offline. Hina, we can now close the call. Thank you.
On behalf of PSP Projects Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and now you may disconnect your lines.